The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
So you guys, welcome to another episode, but instead of it being two teas in a pod, it is going to be one T, one C, talking all things OC. I am with my friend, Cynthia Bailey. Hello.
Miss you.
I missed you too. So for those of you guys who don't know, Cynthia and I go way back to when we were essentially roommates, but I'm not really her roommate because I lived in the hallway. And Cynthia got a bedroom.
A fair amount of time in my bedroom and in my bed, actually. So,
my other options were Lamar.
Oh my goodness.
So we had a lot of fun, but I have missed you. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, but you have been seeing a lot of some other people I know. One being, I need to understand, what's okay. The deal? You and Sutton are tight. When did this happen and how did I miss it?
Sutton and I connected at BravoCon. We actually were paired together for a panel, I think, or a meet and greet. I can't remember. And we just hit it off. I love her. She's awesome. She's like, you know, Southern. She's just like really fun and really sweet. So we hit it off. And you know how it is when, you know, you meet people. It's like, yeah, you know, call me when you're in LA. We'll keep in touch. And I have to say, to Sutton's credit, she did a really good job of just like, hey, are you here? You know, because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call you. And then I get there and I'm like busy and yeah. I don't always call. And she's like, hey, you got to call me. So she really did a good job of staying on me. And we've become really, really tight, actually. I'm going to see her in New York soon. And I just saw her when she was in Augusta for the Masters. And I say,
oh, I love the Masters.
Yes. So I got a chance to hang out with her. Been spending some time with her on and off. Well, I can't really get into that. But
you can't say, but
a lot of off camera
at events this year.
Yeah, but we're good. I love Sutton.
Take the news that you are going to be co-hosting with me.
Oh, she just texted me, actually. We were talking about some other stuff. And I told her I was going to call her back because I was getting ready to do two teas in a pod with my girl, Teddy. And she was like, oh, Lord.
Here's the thing about Lord. The thing about me and Sutton is like, we have, like, we can have moments where we're having fun and we're laughing and everything. But then there are moments that, like, I don't know if we just miss each other's social cues because we both end up offending each other in some way. Like, every time. And I'm like, what is it? Because there are moments we laugh, we have fun. Right. And then there are moments where I think maybe she doesn't understand my humor. I don't understand her humor. And we just.
Hey, listen. Sometimes, you know, the connections are there, but you just don't connect. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
You know.
So question, are you going to be more in Atlanta or are you going to be more in Beverly Hills?
Right now I'm splitting my time. I'm here in Atlanta right now. I'm here at Lake Bailey and I just left LA 2 days ago and I was there for a couple of weeks. So honestly, Teddy, I'm just wherever my money is at this point. I'm chasing the bag. And, you know, my team is in LA, so I do spend quite a bit of time in LA, like shooting movies and stuff like that. But I shoot a lot here as well. So I don't know. I'm just kind of all over the place. Really mostly LA and New York, though. I mean, sorry, really just mostly LA and Atlanta.
And I know you made some appearances on Atlanta as well. So my question is, if you were going to pick, would you rather go back to Atlanta full time or be a friend on Beverly Hills?
Ooh. Okay, I love the way you phrase that because I'm not really interested in being a full-time housewife on any franchise at this point in my life. My focus is my acting career, which is thriving, by the way.
So I love that. Congratulations.
I got to come back on when some of my movies come out. I have like probably about 6 or 7 movies coming out this year. So. Anyway, but back to the question. Since I kind of want to live in the friend space, and I've been a housewife on Atlanta for so long. I just love kind of popping in on Atlanta and maybe being a friend on Beverly Hills.
And have you been watching the season of Atlanta so far?
The highlights, you know, on my Instagram.
Well, because we actually said, and this was before you were confirmed to come back and be on the show, I was like, they are missing a voice of reason. Like they need a Cynthia right now because it honestly feels like everyone is doing the most to create drama, but you're not seeing any fun right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what I've seen, it just definitely feels like they're very divided. It's like Team Kenya, Drew, Candy, and then Team Barlow, Sheree, and Sanya. And then I think Drew.
Now there's Monietta.
Pardon? I feel like I'm missing someone. Did I say Drew already? I think Drew's on the
case. But then there's Monietta and then Courtney.
And then Monietta. I think Monietta tries to get along with everyone, but I think at the end of the day, she's Team Candy and Kenya.
Yeah, well, now she's fighting with Marlo.
Yes, I feel like everybody's fighting with Marlo.
Question, do you think that Marlo has a good heart? Because this last episode, and I know, and we'll get into Orange County, but I just want to grill you on this because every time I've had her on the pod, she's been really fun.
Yeah.
Some of the women that from Atlanta that have come on mm-hmm. are very media trained, so you don't get too much.
Right.
She's not like that. She comes on, she's just who she is. I love her for that. But when I'm watching the show, sometimes I'm like, is she just trying so hard to keep the peach that she's doing things out of her character, or is that who she is?
The first part of the question, I do think that Marlo has a good heart. I've known her for years. I do think she has good intentions. However, on the show, I could definitely see how she could be very misunderstood. Some things just don't land the way that I would think she would have wanted them to land. And it definitely, you know, looks a little crazy. Like, I definitely am like, okay, Marlo, like, were you trying to be a jerk in this scene?
Did it
turn out that way? And again, I love Marlo. I think she has good intentions, but I think on the show, sometimes things just don't land right.
Have you been following the Croy Bierman and Kim Zolciak of it all?
I am on planet Earth. I have no I can't get away from it. Of course, it's been all over my timeline. I would have to be living under a rock to not be following it. Of course, I have. I was surprised. And, you know, sad for them, of course. You know, I'd never want to see a happy marriage end. And I always thought that, you know, they were, you know, happy to.
That's the hard thing about when you see couples on Instagram and you see things happening, like you always make your own narrative. And then all of a sudden there's so much toxicity and people are fighting back and forth, which is something I have not seen you do with your ex at this point.
No.
You guys have, and how did you do that? Because I know a lot of our listeners, you know, have been divorced or getting divorced. Like, how did you guys decide to just keep it cool?
Just leave each other respectfully. you know, and I did the same with my first ex, Peter. Regardless of what issues we had in our marriage, even as public people, I feel like at the end of the day, you know, we're all grown. We all chose to be together. And if things don't work out, I think there's always a space to leave in a very peaceful, respectful way. It didn't work out. I still don't love these people any less. I still root for these people. I still pray for them, but they're just not my person. And that's okay. But I had to go through the process to see if they were my person. And if they're not, that's okay. Still nothing but love. It was all intentional.
How did you know it was time to leave? I mean, because I think in every marriage that we all have ups and downs. Like, it would be a complete lie to say like, oh, every day of my life is just amazing with Edwin and we are so happy all right. the time. Like, there are days where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky and I'm so in love and I'm so happy. Right. And there are days where I'm like, honestly, if I never see you again, I'd be all right.
Right. I hear you. Look, this is not my first rodeo. So it's not my first marriage. I've been married before. I am a woman of a certain age. So not only do I know what I want, I just know what I don't want. And I think as you get older, you just are able to figure out what works for you a little quicker than when you're younger. Yeah. You're just still, you know, it's the first time, you're still trying to figure it out. So not even just in my personal life, in my professional life, I just don't want to continue anything that doesn't bring me peace or happiness at this point in my life. So, you know, the transition has been really, really good for me. But I think, again, with age, you just kind of go, you know what? This is not right for me. As opposed to when you're younger, you might try to ride it out a little longer. You know, I have like 25 more summers left, girl. I don't have time to waste trying to figure out something.
Oh my gosh, my dad always says that. He's always like, I've only got, like 10 years left. And I'm like, listen, can you not say that? You have no idea how many years you have.
No, but Teddy, it's true. Like, you know, I was the queen of like, you know, running toward like 50. I made 50 Cent, like such a big thing. Like, I literally wore you guys out with my 50th birthday. Now, I just turned 56, and I have to tell you, 56 does not hit the same as 55, because 55, you're still in the middle. You're still close to 50, and you're right there at 60, but when you turn 56, you're closer to 60. That's when it gets real. You're like, wait a minute now. Now everything really counts. Like, I really need to live my life to the fullest and do the things that I want to do. Like, I still have so many dreams and goals and things that I want to do. So I'm like, the clock is ticking. So I don't have any time to waste.
Well, I also saw that you recently said you're single and ready to mingle.
Yes.
Who have you gone on any dates?
I am single and I have been mingling. Yes. I've been on a couple of dates and there's some prospects out there. Nothing serious right now, but I'm definitely having fun dating. And
did you ever date a guy from another reality show?
Girl, at this point, I'm not ruling anyone out. I mean, it's not a preference for me to date someone from a reality show. But if that's what God sends my way, I can't rule anything out, because I just don't know who God has for me. I just honestly don't. And I don't want to be closed-minded. I don't want to miss my person because I have all these rules of like who I won't date. I don't know. When my person comes, I feel like I'm going to know who that person is and I'm going to date him.
Well, have you met Sheree's dude or Kenya's?
I've met Sheree's dude, yes. And he's really sweet. I've only had nothing but like great, experiences around him. And they're so cute together. Sheree seems really happy with him and they look great. I mean, I'm happy for what, you know, I'm happy for them. I don't know, you know, the major details about their relationship, but we went to dinner one night together and I was very happy for them both. Kenya, on the other hand, I have heard about her guy, but I've never met him yet or seen them together yet. But she seems pretty smitten with him for sure.
She seems pretty into him, but I could tell even when you could see the FaceTime they had on the show, I was like,
oh no, she's into that man for sure. Yeah. Like even like the way she like lights up like a light bulb when she talks to him or about him. And yeah, I actually just got back to Atlanta, like I said, so I'll probably catch up with Miss Kenya this week and get some more scoop on that. But well,
she had a big episode this week, so she probably needs a friend right now. And then final question before we get into Orange County.
Yes.
When people found out or assumed that you were coming on, because like I did that little post, like, who do you think I'm going to be co-hosting with? And people are like, Cynthia, you know. They want to know
about that because I've only done it like one other time, like maybe twice, once or twice.
Right? We're friends. Like, so for me, something that's pivotal to me, like if I'm going to do this podcast, I want it to be with people that I truly have a relationship with.
Yeah.
Because then to me, if you have a real relationship, you can disagree on something.
Right.
And no, we're still good.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I don't agree with you on this point of view. You don't agree with me, but like, let's laugh it off and move it on because we're only as good as last week's episode.
Yeah.
But true. A lot of people want to know your first impressions of Denise and Camille.
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, I love Denise and Camille. I actually spent some time with them and Denise and I have been texting back and forth. We're supposed to get together for lunch or for dinner. And then I got busy with all my movie stuff and I had to come here, but we're definitely getting together. And then Denise was going to come to Atlanta to shoot a movie. And then the whole strike thing happened, but definitely connected. I adore Camille. We're going to definitely do like a million lunches and dinners. We had a good time. I like those ladies. We've always been like friends from afar, but we definitely have crossed over into, we will see each other and you know, really, you know, get to know each other.
You know, the good thing about you, Cynthia, is like, I feel like everyone likes you and you like everyone, which is quite opposite from me. So we're really going to be
in it. I'm just kidding. You know, it's so crazy. Well, first of all, everyone does not like me. I mean, I think maybe more people like me than you. But trust and believe, I got my haters too, girl. I just think maybe they're just tired of hating on me. And they just are like, okay, I'm going to dislike Cynthia at this point. But it's so crazy because my experience with you, like we did Ireland together, Name That Tune. Did that ever come out, by the way? I never saw it.
I think it comes out in September.
Oh, okay. All right. And then we did Big Brother together. My only experiences with you have been amazing. So I'm always like, I love it. I don't know what everybody else is doing. That's why whenever you call, as you can see, I always show
right up. There. And I would do the same. And when you come out next week, we're doing Pellicure for sure.
Yes.
All right. So to go into Orange County, have you watched any past or just this most recent episode? So I know.
To be honest, no, I have not. If I see something again on the gram, you know, I'll like, you know, check it out. But I did watch the episode. I did watch the screener last night.
Okay, so right from the beginning, who's your favorite?
Ooh, well, you know, I have a little sweet spot for Tamara because I've gotten to know her a lot through you and everything. I do like that she's back on the show. I'm excited to see her. Intro was bomb. Like, she comes in on the motorcycle. I was like, okay, I don't even know if I ever want to go back. But if I do go back, I know good and damn well I need that Tamara intro. Like, I don't even ride motorcycles, but I'll learn to just, like,
you're going to have to, like, come in on, like, a helicopter that you're piloting yourself. Something no one else has done. Like, that was a badass intro.
No, they brought my girl in right. Like, she kind of went out like in the bushes crying. She didn't go out right. So, but they definitely brought her back in right. So I was really glad they kind of lifted her up in a blaze of glory and just let her have that moment. I will say, I don't know a lot of the ladies from Orange County. I do know Vicky. I've done a bunch of stuff with Vicky, but I didn't see Vicky in this episode. Is she back or is she a friend?
She's going to be back. I don't know if she's even officially a friend.
Okay.
But she will be back. We see her on a cast trip. Like in the trailer, she does like a jump scare. She's like, ah! And right. You kind of realize that she's back. The episode starts and Tamara's back. We hear Shannon ask if Tamara can change and Gina calling Tamara a dick. We find out Tamara's mom, Sandy, lives in the casita.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First things first, the OC women love a casita. Like Gina lived in one, Tam's mom's in one. First scene, you know, as they're kind of setting up the tone that Tamara's coming back, it doesn't seem the women have much positive things to say.
Right.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Then they show the beginning stuff with Tam. What'd you think about Tamara's mom?
Oh, I love her. I love her. I love that she has settled right on in. She's comfortable. She brings her male friend over. I thought it was fun. You know, it's not easy. I've had my mom live with me before, and I love my mom. Moms living with your mom, not easy. Love my mama, but I don't know if I want to live with her or see her.
Would you be okay with her being in your house?
What's that?
Be okay with her being in your house?
Being in my house, I'm totally fine with my mom visiting for weeks at a time.
Living and visiting are very different. My mom has visited for a week.
For like a week, 2 weeks. She can visit for a month, but there always has to be a cutoff when she's going to leave, for sure.
But I also have to say the only time I want to hear about my mom's sex life is when I want something to make me cry. Like, I absolutely don't know. No, ma'am. Like, I grew up with a mom who was like all of my friends' best friends, like always giving them it like sex. But I was like, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know.
I can't even imagine that. My mom having sex. Like that would be, I don't think that conversation would ever happen freely between us to talk about our sex lives.
But also having sex on the pullout couch, I was cracking up. Like, that is a small little area to have sex on.
You've never had sex on a pullout couch?
Not if I was Sandy. I mean, of course I did when I was younger, but like, I can't imagine sharing a bed to go to sleep on a bed that size.
That is the most ideal, a comfortable situation, but I've definitely had sex on a pullout couch before. And if it's all about the person, it's not about the couch, honey. It's about the person and what they're working.
That's a good point. Did you see that Two Teas in a Pod was played right at the beginning? Right at the beginning, it said, clips from Two Teas in a Pod are played to show what Tamara has said about Shannon on the pod.
Yes.
Tamara says she just told the truth. So to give you any backstory that you mostly get on the episode, but when Tamara left and, well, got fired, or what, as we like to call it, got Vickied, she, as I was, I don't know how you felt, but the majority of women, when they are asked to either step down and become a friend or you get fired completely, there is a moment in time where you feel lost, especially if it's something that has taken over your life.
For sure.
And did you have those feelings at first?
I did. I mean, I was offered to come back as a friend and I just chose to just cut the cord and just, you know, move into focus on my acting career. However, you know, once the show actually came on, like, I was fine until the show came on and it was like all over my Instagram and everybody's like, oh, look at the outfits, look at the taglines. And I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
Kind of messed and it.
Did any of the women that you were close to kind of distance themselves from you afterwards?
You know, what's really funny, I feel like everyone actually came to me more. Like, even the new girls, they didn't know. They were like, hey, you know, I'm new on the show and I hear so much, you know, I heard so many great things about you. I'd love to connect at some point and just, you know, talk to you or whatever. I actually got a lot of love, which I was surprised, honestly, because Teddy, I thought like, you know, okay, these women, honestly, they really don't have to be friends with me or be around me at this point. You know, it's different when you work together because regardless, you have to see each other.
Yeah, but, yeah, you're showing up, you're going to a job.
Like, they could have just dropped off. And I really expected some of them to do that, to be honest. And to my surprise, you know, everyone was like, hey, you know, I see you're in Atlanta, let's have dinner. Like, people, all of those ladies, including the new ones, did a really good job of, you know, just keeping in touch, which is why I actually ended up popping up, because they're always inviting me to their things off camera and on camera. So I was like, all right, you know what? If I'm in town, I want to go and support them.
And that's something I said to Tamara that is obviously different with OC than Beverly Hills, because the same thing happened to me. When they got the news, like, they filled me with love. Like, all of my friends, like, they were like, you know, we miss you. We hate this. Like, this isn't right. You did so much for us, for the show. Like, all the shit we didn't even want to do, you do. Like, all of it. Like,
exactly.
We're going to be missing. So when Tamara was upset about it, I truly related, because they were best friends for a lot of years. But then, you know, as they start to talk about it, you see that they both have hurt on both sides.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think facts are facts. Like,
no, it's true. It's true. But here's the thing too. If you're like, you know, just like show friends, and then there's like real friends, because I'm like friends with some of the ladies who I just mostly see them at work. But then I have friends that I hang out and go on vacations with and spend real time with as well. Some you're just closer to than others. The thing about, like, when, you know, Tamara was saying, well, you know, I did an interview and they asked me and I told the truth. Okay, so here's the thing with that. That's all fine and dandy, but you always know, you always have to keep in mind, if you do an interview and say something, even if it's the truth, someone else in an interview is going to ask that next person, well, did you see the interview that Teddy did with you, Cynthia? That Teddy did and she said this about you. So we're always asked to respond whether we want to or not, you know, regardless of how we feel. So in all fairness, like, every reaction, everything you do is going to get some kind of reaction. And I would say, even if I'm telling the truth, like, I feel like if it's my real friend who I care about, I'm not just going to be like, oh, well, throw it out there. Like, I'm going to say, you know what? That's my girl and I always love her. But honestly, truthfully, A, B, and C, and D, I think there's just a way to put the truth out there if you want
right.
to protect the friendship. If you want, now, if you don't want to protect the friendship, then hey, let it do what it do.
But I think what I've started to see is if anger is involved in mm-hmm. the end of the friendship, that's where things start to get that's thrown out.
And hurt.
Yeah.
Situations where my feelings were really, really hurt. And I know that I saw an episode that Tamara was going through a lot. Her dog died. Her husband's going through stuff. So I know those are the times when you really, really want your friends to be there for you. So I kind of get it. If she was coming from a place of hurt, I feel like none of it's so bad that they can't, you know, get it, you know, pull it together. I would like to say, though, in the scene when she and Shannon finally talked, I feel like Shannon was definitely a little cold. Like, I felt like at least just from the dog down along, like I just wanted to jump. I was like, hug her.
Because you could see Tamara getting emotional.
Yes, I want it. Shannon to just hug her old friend and still hash out the stuff later. But in that moment, even if you guys aren't getting along, like, I would hug my worst enemy if she told me her dog died. I just would be like, you know, I don't really like you that much, but I'm going to give you this good hug because I know you need it and I know you're in pain.
I don't even love hugs, but that like half-assed hug that Tamara and Shannon had made me uncomfortable. I don't like it.
I know. I was like, I didn't feel that hug for sure.
Definitely not there. Okay. Then we go on the hiking on Housewives kills me. I don't know if you guys have to do it a lot on Atlanta. But like,
I'm not big on hiking here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Like, but OC and Beverly Hills, it's always hiking where you have to walk really slowly because the camera crew's like sprinting behind you.
Trying not to fall off the cliff.
So it's the most BS hiking. But Emily in the past has done kind of like outlandish things, like when it comes to like one time that she was in a sauna and she pulled a Subway sandwich out of her purse and ate it in the hot sauna. So like, do you think when she drank the dog's water from the water bowl that was just shtick, or do you think that she was just like, oh, I'm thirsty?
Know why she drinks the water out of the dog's bowl. I really just don't know why she actually did that. And I will just like to say, I don't know how thirsty I have to be or what deserted island that I have to be on. I actually need to drink from my dog's water bowl. Like, and I love my dog. I mean, Mae Bailey, rest in peace. He recently passed.
Aww. But
I have seen the things that Bailey has done with that mouth and the whole thing with animals' mouths are cleaner. I don't know, because I've been with some humans too that have done some interesting things with their mouths.
I mean, all I know is like some of my past dogs, they eat their own shit.
Yes. And I didn't want to say it, but yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And
it would be one thing maybe if it was her dog.
Right.
Her dog. She doesn't even know what Archie's been up to.
Exactly. Because at least if it's your dog, you already know what you fed this dog. You know what that shit looks like already. You've smelled that shit for years. You're at least familiar.
It's comfy shit.
It's your shit, basically. It's your shit. It's like eating your own. Like, your dog is like an extension of you in some way, not just some
right.
So. Yeah.
But then Emily's talking about all the shit that came out of Tamara's mouth. I'm like, none of it's as bad as what you're drinking right now.
Exactly.
Then we get into Heather talking about how Gina has canceled on her multiple times. Yes. Terry says sometimes people don't want to invite them since they think it won't be fancy enough for them.
Right.
Okay. Here's the thing. I am personally a person, if I have an event, I try to group a group of people that I think will potentially get along. It has no idea, has nothing to do with fanciness. Like, my 40th birthday was a mishmash of people from all over my life. Some have a lot of money, some had very right. little money, but it's about what kind of energy they're going to bring.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's necessarily wanting to not invite her because she's worried Heather's not gonna enjoy it because they don't have Vuv. But by the way, she drinks Dom, not Vuv. I looked it up. But yeah, like, let's be clear. But also, it's more, she thinks Heather's not going to be appropriate to her other friends.
Mm. Well, this is how I feel about that. Okay, I am super busy. I have a huge mix of friends. Some I love to be around, some I kind of take in doses, like, you know, different age groups. It's a lot. Personally, I always want the invite. I don't always want to go, but I want to be included. So I want the opportunity to say, oh, thanks, but you know what? I'm going to sit this one out. I think if you're my friend and it seems like, you know, they're friends, like, you just got to like throw the invite out there and be like, I hope she doesn't come. Right. Like, I really don't want to invite this person, but if I don't, she's going to feel some kind of way. But it's not really her thing. It's not her crowd. Hopefully she's not going to come. But at least, you know, I did my part.
Well, I mean, that's essentially what Heather said to Gina. But this is what led me to the other thing that we were talking about before, which is show friends versus non-show friends. Exactly. In my opinion, Gina last season became close with Heather because it was good for her and the show. Okay. Then the show stops filming, and that's why she didn't carry on the friendship.
Got it. Okay.
Because you can, regardless if she's not going to want to be invited to an event, regardless if I thought, you know what, Cynthia would hate this event. She doesn't like to do blah, blah, blah. Why would I invite her? I could still say, hey, Cynthia, do you want to go to lunch?
Right.
I could still make an effort to see you doing things that I know we both enjoy together. So if you're not making any effort to see somebody, it's not necessarily about the event.
That's true. And even when she was explaining why she hadn't reached out, it was like, oh, and then, you know, I had to go do my laundry and then I had to go mop my floor. And, you know, it took a really long time to mop my floor. Like, it was just a lot. It was like, girl, like, do you want to continue this friendship or not? And, yeah. You know.
Well, how did you feel about Heather's comments when she was talking about her kids going to college and they don't know how to do laundry and blah, blah, blah? Like, how did you raise your kids?
I can totally relate. When Noelle went to college, I mean, she didn't really know how to do much of anything either, to be honest. And she had to kind of learn when she was there and just be on her own and like figure it out.
Well, I know. I watched it at first and then I was like, I need to be better with my kids because, like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I have them put their plates in the sink, but yeah. I don't have them wash their plates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things like that. Like, I have
them. And you forget. Like, I didn't even know Noelle didn't know how to wash dishes until it was time for her to leave. I was like, wait, you've never, because she would do the same thing. She would put it in the sink, maybe rinse it off, maybe, you know what I'm saying? But she never really did dishes. She's like, we have a dishwasher. I just put it in the dishwasher. But like, actually,
I'm having now flashbacks of the Celebrity Big Brother house and how disgusting all the men were with leaving the shit everywhere, from the toilet to the plates. Like, so I feel like even more so than with the girls, I need to like really hound in with my son how to take care of himself. Yeah. Even the other day I watched him go potty and I go, dude, why aren't you lifting up the toilet seat? And if you need to keep it down, you have to wipe it off when you're done.
Yes. 100% agree.
I was like, oh, I'm doing this kid a disservice. His poor wife's going to be like, the hell did your mom teach you? Nothing.
You know, it's a different era. Like, I had to learn how to cook. I had to know how to clean. Like, because I had to know how to babysit my brother when he was younger. Like, it was just part of life when I was growing up. Like, you just had to.
You had to feed yourself.
Everything. So,
you know, like, my mom getting up with me and getting me breakfast before school, a well-balanced breakfast. I was like, here's a Lucky Charm, some milk.
Exactly.
Some half-ass lunch. Like, there wasn't any, like, I needed my volleyball uniform. I had to go wash it. Like,
iron it yourself. Like, whatever. We totally were self-sufficient. And now, like, these kids, like, they don't, like, I don't even think Noah would have survived, like, during my era. Like, because she's literally like, wait, what? Like, okay. So
validation for everything.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. And I actually feel bad for them because it's actually good to know how to cook. I don't know, like they have this, these kids have to be rich because they have to have somebody do these things for them, because what are they going to do when they get in a situation where they have to actually cook and clean and do all these things? It's really
thing. I'm not a good cook either. Like, but I mean, I know how to cook the things that I like to eat, but most other humans aren't going to enjoy what I like. I can make like five things that I like that were my go-to. So right. I mean, maybe we all need to take a cooking class from you because right. you're an excellent cook. Where's your cooking show, by the way? I've been waiting.
I know. You know what? The acting thing has just taken off. Like, I am super, super busy with my acting career. And I thought like it would, you know, I was prepared for it to kind of roll out a little slower, but it's happening. I keep saying, oh, I'm transitioning. And I like, even now I've just changed the narrative. I don't say I'm transitioning anymore. I'm an actress now. Okay. Like, I just flew from Miami from doing a movie yesterday. I'm like, I probably have like, again, probably about at this point, you know, the strike is going on now. So things slow down a little bit, but I probably have about 8 movies coming out this year.
You're like, I'm busy. I'm booked and busy.
But it's still on deck because cooking is definitely my happy place, my peaceful place. And I feel like that's something that, as you know, as far as reality TV, something that I would enjoy doing for sure. So,
yeah.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
And then we have Jennifer Pedranti. She is the newest housewife. She's the one that has the yoga event.
Okay.
She and her ex-husband, Will, still share a house. Will works in Oklahoma for her family's business. And instead of having her kids go between the houses when Will comes into town, Jennifer stays at her boyfriend's house. What is your initial vibe on her?
She seems cool. I like her energy. I think the whole house situation is ridiculous. I just think that...
Oh, yeah.
She has a new man, like, you know, everybody has to feel comfortable. And even though they're friends, and I get the whole kid thing, I get the convenience thing, but I feel like, you know what? And I like being friends with my exes, especially if there's kids and stuff involved. But I think there has to be a cutoff of like
some sort of a clean break.
Yeah. Like, it, I just don't think it makes any sense for this man's clothes to still be in the house. And my new man is there. My new man is talking about, well, maybe I'll wear his jacket. Like, that's a lot.
And then we get to the part where Emily said she heard from Gina that Jennifer was not faithful to her husband. And that's why they ended up breaking up. So I just feel like we're going to see a lot of things unravel with her. I don't know. But the way she kind of explained why she broke up with her husband made a lot of sense until we started hearing the other things from the other women.
Okay. Why did she say she broke up with him? Because I didn't see that.
She just said she didn't want to live in Oklahoma.
Okay. Well, neither do I. So that's,
yeah,
that's grounds.
Get it. So
she Oklahoma, but I don't want to live there either. Okay, what else?
She didn't want to live in Oklahoma. He works for her family. Mm-hmm. And I think my guess, I don't actually know. My guess is they have the second house in Orange County. I think she allegedly stepped out on her marriage, mm-hmm. and then left her husband. And then he's still, just because he works for her parents, or runs the family business, or whatever it is.
Does he have a girlfriend?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's bizarre. I mean, granted, my ex-husband worked for my dad for about 6 more months after we were divorced.
Okay.
And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, like, I realize you're doing a documentary on him, but let's keep it moving. Right. Like, we're friends, we're cool, but like, I don't need to hear about you from my dad. I'm exactly good. Like, I would want to
like a clean break and a new beginning.
Yeah.
And
I think
thing, and then you guys figure out the kid stuff in between. But I think it's even for the kids. I feel like that could even be confusing if dad is still in the house, the stuff is still there, and then the new guy's there, and it's like, wait, what? It's a lot.
And I actually asked Tamara on the last podcast, I go, is Eddie always like that? Like, is he always making sexual jokes? And she's like, always. But then I watched the scene with Jen where her boyfriend picks her up. They're filming, and he's like, yeah, I want to get some. I'm like, have you been sexual on camera? Not sexual, but like,
no, but I've definitely, you know, made it very clear that the sexual, when I was with the person, that, you know, the sexual relationship was in a very healthy, thriving space, for sure. I did not hide that on camera. I think there was definitely a scene where we're at my kitchen counter, and I think we may have mentioned, you know, some of my past experiences on that counter with a certain, you know, like, we, yeah, if I'm having sex with my guy and we're filming, things can definitely be thrown out there. I definitely don't shy away. You know, I'm pretty happy when I'm getting some, so filming or not.
When men are nervous, they start to make those jokes a little more, because they're like, what else are we going to talk about? So they're like, yeah, I want to get you, I'm ready, huh? But who knows. Then we get to the yoga where Shannon falls down 5,000 times. I'm not shaming anyone for their physical ability. I'm not fall shaming, but I was like, is this a shtick at this point? Right. But then we get inside. They have the intuitive healer, who we've probably seen on past seasons with a different job. And then they go inside, and Gina is talking to Tamara. And they start talking about Shannon, and Shannon's like, is this me?
Right. I love that, because that's so, that always happens, where you walk into the scene, they're like, go now. And they're like literally dragging you in the scene or whatever. They weren't really dragging her in this scene, but I've been in scenes where they're like talking stuff, and then I just walk up and I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? They're like, oh.
And then everyone's like panicked. But then Tamara starts crying and saying she missed her best friend. She tells Shannon that Bronx died and they had to close the gym. And Shannon says, you know, kind of in like a nonchalant way, like, well, we should get together. We do have history, amiga.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little, I felt a little cold and I don't know, like, all right, really? Okay. Well, yeah, let's have drinks soon. I don't know.
That
was the moment where I wanted her to forget the bullshit, grab her old friend and give her a tight hug and then say, hey, you know what? My heart is breaking for you. You know, we have to have real conversation at another time. But in this moment, I just want to hug you and give you some love.
But also just, they have Instagram. I don't believe that they unfollowed one another. Mm-hmm. So the likelihood that Shannon already knew those things, mm-hmm. she could have at that point said, like, I know. I'm so sorry. Yeah, like, I know. I'm so sorry. And you know what? I probably should have reached out, but so much has happened. I didn't know how. Like, in those moments, you just want to feel real connection.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I know we'll get there. But kind of two last things to discuss. Okay. What are your thoughts on the 3/4 confessionals? Like, now they show their legs in confessionals. Like, they do that on Dubai, too. I would have been so pissed because I love not having to wear nice pants.
You can go either way for me. Like, I do like being able to have, like, sweatpants on at the bottom. But if you have, like, I have had really gorgeous dresses on or, like, a gorgeous outfit on where I felt like it would be great to see the entire outfit. You know what I mean? So I like the option. Like, if you have a great outfit on, show the whole thing. If you don't, just show the waist up. You know what I mean?
Did you drink during confessionals or were you sober?
Absolutely, I drank. I wouldn't even do a confessional without drinking.
Like, you realize that, the majority, I mean, it's half and half, but, like, one time I asked Kyle, I'm like, do you drink during confessionals? Because I was struggling my last year because I was pregnant and I couldn't drink during confessionals. And I was like, you know, it doesn't feel as effortless to be shitty.
Right.
And she said, oh, no, I never drink during confessionals because I want my memory to be on point. And I was like, I 1,000,000% needed to.
She's a real one. I drink during confessionals. I drink before the scenes. I drink during the scenes. Like, I think I drank the most in my life while I was on The Housewives, for sure. I drink all the trips. Yeah, I definitely, I'm a social drinker and I have anxiety sometimes when I'm shooting. So I'm like, give me, where's the tequila? Hold on.
I just had a thought with, what? I know you can't talk about the filming, what? But you were with Kyle. I forgot that you guys had a whole sitch.
Yeah.
On girls trip.
Yeah.
Are you guys completely good now?
I think so. You know, I've moved past it. I think she moved past it. She just sent me Mauricio's book. I got a big, beautiful box from her for his stuff that he has going on with the show. So she communicates by text or whatever. She's lovely. I think we're good. We just had to kind of get over that. I mean, I don't think, you know, she wants to be my best friend or anything, but.
She's not banging down your door right now?
Yeah, she's not stalker texting me or anything like that. But I think we're in a great place. And we shared you in common. We shared Justin in common. So Kyle just has to, we just have to be friends. We're just too connected to, you know, other people that we're really good friends with. So, and
I do think I set the tone for girls trips because that girls trip had the perfect amount of fun and drama. I know it was parts of it was really shitty for you, but like watching that. And as I continue watching the other ones, like, especially the most recent one, whew, I was like, gosh, I missed the Turk and Caicos trip where like it felt like real authentic drama.
It
not
was.
Fighting over like a tequila bottle.
Right. No, it's true. You know, I do feel like our girls trip was definitely super authentic and super real. It was the first one. So there was no formula for it. We just went and I honestly got on that trip and I was like, this is going to be so much fun. You know, I get along with everyone. I have like friends already. Like I was already close to like Kenya, Luann. I already had in my mind claimed Kyle as my friend because I was like my friend because she's fun and we have friends in common and she has no choice but to be my friend. And of course, true to when the cameras come up, she was the first to get into it. Like, what is happening? This was like, I had already like literally moved into her guest house. Like, we were going to be anyway, and then it is what it is, but it all worked out, and we're in a good place.
And then if I were to remind myself, I can't really remember who you connected with more, Teresa or Melissa.
Teresa, who was the person that I was the most curious about because of everything that she had gone through on the show. Like, I love like a comeback story.
Were you at the wedding?
Yes.
This is what I don't understand. I have a question. Do you think the wedding was just like an extension of Jersey, or it was like its own full thing? Because I don't know. They didn't really give us much of the other. I wanted to see like more of you, of Dorinda, of Chanel, like all the different women that were there. And it's like we just got like a second.
Okay, I didn't see the special yet, but I know in real life being there, I don't even think I was mic'd, to be honest. I did get there. I was running a little bit behind, so.
Did you get paid?
No. I actually just went in real life because Teresa's like my real friend in real life from Girls Trip. So.
How do you feel about Louis? Like, have you seen any of the stuff going down?
I love Louis. Like, I met him. We've all had dinner together. My experience with him. He seems to be very into his wife. She seems to be very into him. They seem to be happy together. I feel like he's a good guy. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't watched all the stuff. I've seen like some clips, and I've seen some very concerning clips where I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel right. But that is not, again, all I know is what I have been around, and he seems like a good guy.
Well, my prediction
is what?
A little bit, is that Ryan, Jen, the new housewife from OC.
Okay.
I feel like her boyfriend may have a slight case of the Louis.
Oh, okay. It's called the Louis.
You have to look into the eyes. I feel a touch of danger from both. I don't know. We're going to have to keep watching.
How do you think things are going to work out with Louis and Teresa?
This is my concern, because I actually, even though, you know, Tamara and I have had all these back and forths with Teresa and Melissa and Jacqueline Lareda, and it's all over the place, and there's supposedly this big feud, I loved hanging out with Teresa at Andy's baby shower. She was like one of my favorite, like we had a blast. She's cool. She's fun. Like, out of Jersey setting, I've always had fun with Teresa, but watching this season, it is so toxic. Mm-hmm. And I worry that, and this is not coming from a judgmental way. This is just coming from like, I tend to see things in certain relationships, and, you know, I see them about my own that are not positive or positive, but there's something about the way that Louis is with her that feels like gaslighting. Mm. Like, I feel like he pumps her up, not in the most authentic way, and then it gets her in trouble, and she doesn't know how to get her way out of it without him. So it's like that need to have him. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, I do truly hope that I'm wrong, but all the stuff we've seen allegedly from his past, like, now that we do this podcast, you'll see now that we're doing OC, mm-hmm. people send you so much shit.
Oh yeah.
That you don't even want to see. Like, you're gonna get so much stuff. Like, there's 90% of the things that I'm sent I don't talk about on the pod because I just think it's crossing a line. But the things on him, I just fear for her. I just don't want her to end up in a similar situation that she had with her first husband.
Yeah. Well, I'm rooting for them. I want the best for them. I have not watched the show. I've only seen the clips online, and my only experience is with them in person. So I pray it works out for them.
Me too. I hope it's all figured out. But we loved having you today. Any final thoughts you want to share on OC? Like, do you think this is going to be a good season, or do you think this was a slow start? Do you think it was a good one? Like, were you
I think I think it should be. I mean, I hope it's going to be a good season. And what I love is it seems like a really good mix of women. It seems like authentic friendships and, you know, like friendships that are going through things. I think these shows are the most successful when it's this, when there's real connection with the women.
Yeah.
And they have real issues. And I think on Atlanta, you know, going back to Atlanta, I think what's kind of missing on Atlanta is those like
friendships
where like, I mean, you know, the ups and downs that you have to go through. Like I've, although I'm in a good space with everyone, I've had moments with all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were able to get past those moments and it's real because it's like, hey, you know, like this is happening. This is not a comfortable time for us in this friendship. And it sucks because you have to still be on camera with this person where in real life, when you fall out with your friend, you just, you know, put them on ice for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, like, you're like, all right, we're gonna,
I'll see you in a couple of weeks
here.
You know, yeah. you have to go back the next day and, you know, everyone's, you have dinner with them. So I'm actually, after watching it, I'm a little invested to like kind of see how the season plays out, and I'm super excited that Tamara's back, and I know she had plenty of time to rest up and bring it this season, so I'm expecting
I already had to ask her. I'm like, are you going to get mad at me? Because I know there's going to be some things that you're doing that I'm not going to be team Tam on. And she was like, listen, all the shit that, the good thing about Tamara, she's like, I know when I cross the line.
Right.
And watching it back, like, oh, shoot, like I made a mistake there. I was an asshole. I drank too much. Or I did this or whatever it is. And then you guys for listening. Thank you so much for having Cynthia on. Please send any questions that you have for us, so that we can talk about it on the next episode. I will be back with Tamara on Monday to talk all things Atlanta, which I also need to ask you one last thing, Cynthia. How do you feel about Sonya?
I like Sonya. How do I feel about Sonya? I like Sonya. I think she is definitely... Stop it! You know, first season is hard. Aww. I think she is still getting hurt. You know, getting
this,
you know,
is her second season.
Okay, well, I know, but I think Sonya has definitely stepped up in her second season. You know, it's I like her. I don't know if
would you want to go party with her? Does she seem like a fun time to you?
For sure. I've like
really
vibed with her, and she was like, oh my god, like she's really a nice woman, and I think she's great, and I think that, you know, as you go on, here's the thing. I'll say this. A lot of the people that you like, okay, a lot of people who figured it out the first season, a lot of people like, I don't get it. You know, matter of fact, I'm sure people said that about me my first season. But Peter and I were like a hot mess my first season. Like everything was like, the train went completely off. As soon as we signed up, everything went crazy. So we were a lot. But anyway, first season is tough. I think it takes at least two, maybe possibly three seasons for the fans to get invested and for you to just kind of work out the kinks. So,
yeah, I mean, I was only liked my first season.
I know, but like, let's just give her a chance because like, even I was on 12 years, like 11 years, and people was like, oh, either people thought I was great or they thought I was boring. So there you go. I like to think that I just picked, you know, just you'd like to pick and choose the drama that I want it to be in. But
I do think every single franchise needs a voice of reason. And I think you were that. I do think Sonya could be that, but she's too much of a flip flopper at this point.
Oh my God. Okay. See, I used to get called that too. So that's like a little bit of a trigger.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
So triggering me right now, because here's the thing. When you're in a group of women, Teddy, and it's like, one day you may feel like, okay, I see what you're saying. I agree with you. And then you talk to someone else. You're like, damn, okay, I kind of agree with you too. Sometimes you just kind of get caught in the middle. And it's hard when you're really trying to be in a decent space with most of the women. So I'm just going to leave it right there. I know we have to go. But, you know, I like.
We'll fight about this next week.
What's that?
I said, we'll fight about this next week.
Exactly. Oh, we'll come back on. This is to be continued. I love coming on here, hanging out. And
all right,
you know, you're my girl. Love you.
Thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
Yes, we're going to the spa. All right. Yep.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.